Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Braves are sitting in third in this division. We're just, what, six games back of the Phillies. And the thing that is shocking to me, Mike, is, as I said, I thought maybe it would be June, even maybe late June, before we saw them make this kind of run to kind of get back in the mix of things.
Right.
They have gotten right back into it, and I don't think the Braves should be where they are based on all the things. Think about this, guys. Noah Acuña, we still haven't seen him. Strider pitches, and then he's done, right? 15-day IL, and then he just comes back, you know, the last start the other night. No Ronaldo Lopez, who was terrific last year. You're going into the season, you're going, all right, well, we're not going to count on him. Profar gets suspended for 80 games. We haven't seen him. I mean, you start thinking about all this stuff, and you go, oh, well, and then, you know, forget about the shortstop who doesn't hit and all the other things, Mike, that we've talked about.
Right.
Like, it's amazing to think that they found their way back into the mix, isn't it?
Right, and there's still room, I mean, for some extra dudes. I mean, I think at the trade deadline, I'd be very curious to see, you know, how they handle, you know, are they going to go after another position outfielder? Because remember, guys, the good news, bad news is we get Profar, but then he can't be used in the postseason. So if we make the playoffs as a wild card or win the division, he's not eligible because of the PED suspension. So I'd love to see them go get. You know, I'd love to see them go get that
who?
Shortstop from the Nationals we've been just watching.
Oh, he's
the kid
good.
From, the kid from Alpharetta.
Yeah, he's good.
That's what I'd like to see. I mean, nothing against what we've got right now. You know, you got the plucky little guy who's Nick Allen doing a nice job. But it would be kind of cool to see them kind of shore up that position because that's. I mean, can Nick Allen sustain that? Okay, you know, no home run power. I get that. That's fine. But he's a good. You know, he's a steady defender, and he's been pretty good. But that'd be something to think about. And then the bullpen, man, a setup man. And if Iglesias continues to wobble, maybe get somebody else for that job.
The crazy thing is, if I would have told you, hey, AJ Smith-Schar was going to be your best pitcher in May, none of you would have believed it.
Not in a million years.
Me neither. But he has been. And, you know, again, just in the month of May, 3 starts. He's given up 1 earned run in those 3 starts, 8 total hits, and he's thrown almost 20 innings.
Right.
So it's incredible to think how this thing has shaked out. But after an 0-7 start where, you know, this is one of the – will be, I think, one of the most incredible stories – if they're able to get to the playoffs and get deep into the playoffs, it's going to be one of those stories that we're talking about for a long time.
Right.
Braves are back to where they can make something happen, and not only in this division, guys, but also in the conference. And that's
right.
The part about this. And the Phillies, by the way, we said this. Look, I'm not going to discredit them. They're still in front of us. The Mets, Mike, you know, they spent all that money. But I'm not fearful of those teams. Like, we're going to get murdered the rest of the season playing those guys.
And look, the Mets, you could argue the Mets are kind of doing it with mirrors because they weren't really hitting. The pitching was really exemplary. They're playing 500 right now. Phillies, it's funny. The Mets were hot, then they kind of cooled off. Phillies hot right now. They won 8 of their last 10. Look, but that's, to me, Phillies have eaten all lunch. You know, two playoffs in a row.
You think they're in our heads?
To a degree.
Okay.
I think you got to push back. I think when somebody bullies you, you got to do something. We didn't. Don't, you know, that's my, I could write a thesis on the Bryce Harper incident because to me it's almost like what happened to Mark Wohlers and the Braves after Joe Girardi's home run. Not Girardi. It was a Girardi? It was a, no, wrong guy. Leritz. Leritz hit the home run off Wallace. But there's moments where somebody you feel like, oh, you never got that momentum back, you know, or you never got that mojo back when it came to the postseason. But the Braves right now, as you said, 6.5 back, you'll get a chance to go toe-to-toe with those Mets and Phillies. But you're feeling certainly a lot better about yourself. And here's the thing. And when you do get our man, Acuna for life, and Ronald starts hopefully raking, don't know what he's going to be as far as the, you know, how dynamic a defender or a fielder is he going to be in right field. But, hey, if he can just get back to, imagine if he comes out and starts raking. Then you really don't have a lot of holes in this line. Then we can address shortstop. We can figure that out.
The crazy thing is, I still think he'll hit 30-plus home runs, even though he's missed, what, the first 2 months of the season?
Can he do that?
I believe he can do that, Mike. Now, given they pitch to him,
right?
If he gets hot and they start trying to, you know, pitch around him, that's a different story. But, I think he has that ability. Let me say this real quick about the Phillies. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. There have been times in the past where, Mike, we've seen this happen where teams, for whatever reason, got all over a team or into their heads mentally. Right. And sometimes the moment passes and you never get it back. And what I mean is, this is not the same team that the Phillies punked a couple of seasons ago. There are some guys that are on this team,
right,
but it's not. And that is why in the moment, right, and this is why I said it comes from the manager, and some of you, you know, we argued about this. Oh, Snitch, that kind of guy. He doesn't do those kind of things. Snitch is old school as it gets. He's seen a lot of guys hit and a lot of guys thrown at. And I feel like the moment passed, Mike. Like,
right,
the guys that are here and the Phillies, if they do have that edge up on us, then it remains because we never retaliated in a timely fashion.
Right. Again, guys, for those who remember, Bryce hits, he's on first. He goes to third on the amazing catch. Money Harris doubles him off at first base. And then in the locker room, somebody from Philly media heard Arcia going, thanks, Bryce. Way to go, Bryce. And that Bryce Harper. And that's how the thing started. And then he stares him down, mean mugs him. I needed Arcia to step to him. Guys, go look up Bud Harrelson and Pete Rose, 1973. Pete Rose goes hard into second base. Bud Harrelson weighs like a buck 30, starts swinging on Pete Rose. This is some 500 Mets team that backdoored into the first place that year, and then goes on to the World Series. Sometimes, and this is something I will argue with nerds, you can't quantify it. You got punked. And yes, Snitker stood by and let the Cardinals throw at Ronald Acuna in a laugher of a game. There should have been some form of ramifications.
That should have been a brawl.
But we don't do that.
No.
And if Freddie is on this team in 22, is it different? Or 23, I should say, is it different? I don't know. But it just, to me, it's something where we lost our mojo, looked like a bunch of puskators, and you don't get that back. So we'll see. I'd like to see some edge with this squad.
Here, and by the way, if for whatever reason you don't get what I'm saying, because somebody just said you could hit him. It doesn't have the same significance. And right now, by the way, you just randomly pick a guy. Not Harper. Let's just say JT Realmuto. You hit him. They're going to say, what is this about? Like for them, it's they can play the innocent card. Mike, whoa, they're throwing at us now. What's this about?
Right.
You have to do – this is why when in baseball, when it happens early in the season, and guys always used to tell me, like, it ain't over. And I used to like, when's this going to happen? We'll see him down the road. The season's so long, Mike, but you have to do it in a timely manner. And so I only wanted to point that out, but I kind of agree with you.
Right.
I hope that's not the case, because what gets guys out of your head is raking and scoring runs. And if you're doing that against the Phillies this season, then all this stuff we're talking about maybe is moot. But I don't know.
But, I mean, it's such a silly little thing. And that's why I think some Braves fans, whenever I argue this point, they roll their eyes. They don't get it. You know, it was a conversation in the clubhouse where it goes, attaboy, Harper. Somebody in Philly got it. You understand, they had freaking T-shirts on this. This became a rallying cry for them. It's the stupid little things when – guys, some baseball players aren't the biggest, deepest thinkers out there, Carl. You're in a lot of clubhouses. Whatever you need to give you some extra juice, you know? And that's how this thing just turned into something. And Arcia never – you know, he's a goofy guy. He just never backed – he backed off. Should have been something. Should never let a guy stare you down as he's rounding the bases. That's weak sauce. Now you are his B. How many more metaphors can I throw out here on this one? And guess what? Subsequently, we lost it in 23. Last year, it was a different story. Last year, we rallied. We had to fight and and claw just to get to that wild card. And the Padres are simply a better team than us.
We'll see what happens tonight. And that series continues, by the way. Last night, as many of you now know, it was postponed due to the weather that was blowing through. But hopefully, you know, as we said, the weather won't be an issue, and they'll get a chance to finish this. That split doubleheader is going to be played, made up, I think, in September or in the end of August is what Grant told us yesterday. Right. So, and that, by the way, day game, night game. That's what we're talking about. So they'll make that game up. But our game tonight, scheduled for 6:45. A.J. Smith-Shawver on the hill again. He did not pitch last night, so we'll see where that goes, and we'll talk to Grant a little bit later on.
And by the way, C.J. Abrams, the guy I was talking to, he grew up in Alpharetta.
Yes.
That's a shortstop. That's a guy I kind of dig his vibe, man. And again, we'll see where it goes. You know, I mean, they're going to part with him, guys. I'm just saying, you've got Nick Allen, and that's okay. He's batting .262 right now, and the glove has been solid, you know, save for that one throwing error, and we still won the game. But, yeah. You look at this lineup, when we were killing it in 21, when we were killing it in 23, there was no weakness. 7-8-9 was not a weakness. 7-8-9 is kind of a toss of the dice right now for the Braves.
Yeah, and I think Snicker is still trying to figure that out with, you see all the different lineups we've gone through already. That usually hasn't been the case when you figure out the lineup pretty early and you're just rolling with it.
Ozzie's
not done that.
Ozzie's OPS is 619 right
okay.
now.
Okay.
619. That's terrible.
619?
Yeah, that's terrible, man. 225. Now, again, I can't use batting averages because the nerds get on me, so I have to use OPS. So his OPS is 619 right now.
OPS has always been that indicator, Mike, slugging and on base. But here's the deal. Ozzie does have a 7-game streak going right now.
Right. He's batting .203 for the month.
Yeah.
That's how bad it was early this month.
But he's got, you know, my point is I hope he's heating up. Like, you get on these streaks and, you know, you have a 6-7-8-game hitting streak. Okay, hopefully.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That's moving you in the right direction.
And I said this before. He's my favorite Brave. But let me ask you, is there anyone that's been more exasperating with runners in scoring position?
Not this year.
Not
this year.
And some of these at-bats are just, he's out with a whimper.
Yeah. No. It's been Ozzie, hands down, this season, mm-hmm. which is unusual, and that's why I think everybody's like, okay, is he okay? He physically says he's fine. I just don't think he's found that rhythm quite yet.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.